Hi there, thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about switching on the leadership switches in your workplace. You know, when I ask audience members how many leaders there are in the room, typically about 20% of the hands go up. I'll then explain that it was, of course, a trick question. Every hand in the room should go up because everyone is potentially a leader. One of Southwest Airlines' leadership slogans reminds their leaders that they are leaders leading leaders. Great organizations, you see, understand that true leadership has nothing to do with position or power and everything to do with character and the ability to influence the people around them. There are leaders at every level and in every type of job in your organization. Remarkable organizations nurture leadership traits in all their people through coaching, mentoring, and training opportunities. They do it by encouraging employees to take on greater responsibilities, by having them chair meetings or deliver presentations. They do it by sharing information in an honest and transparent way. They do it by trusting them to behave as adults. They do it by listening to their ideas and allowing them to have real input. They do it by setting them up for success. They do it by recognizing their great work. And they do it by getting out of the way and letting employees do what they know best how to do. As Ralph Nader once said, the function of leadership is to create more leaders, not more followers. So if you're a manager or supervisor, what are you doing to encourage future leaders? If you're a frontline employee, what are you doing to demonstrate your leadership abilities to the people around you? Are you stepping up before being asked to? Are you positively influencing the people around you through your character? Speaking of leadership, I've got an article featured in this issue of Switched On Leadership magazine called 25 Ways to Keep Creativity Flowing Through Your Workplace. If you have an iPad, an iPhone, an i-something or other, you can access a 3-month free subscription to Switched On Leadership magazine and check out the article. If you visit my website, www.humoratwork.com, go to the blog section, look for the Switching On Leadership blog, and you will find the links that will get you your 3-month free subscription. My fun at work tip. It seems like years since I've proposed a theme day, so how about a rockstar theme day or theme meeting? Encourage everyone to dress as a generic rockstar or their favorite rockstar. Screen old concert videos at lunch or hold a concert with your own in-house rock band, which I know some of you have. Go to Rockstar Name Generator. Google that to find everyone's alter ego rockstar name. And use your rockstar theme day to brainstorm ways you can make sure your customers and clients feel as though they are being treated like rock stars every time they interact with you. And the quote of the week from Bob Ross, a leader without a sense of humor is like a lawnmower at the cemetery. He has lots of people under her, but nobody is paying her any attention. That should be she has lots of people under her, but nobody is paying her any attention. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, following up on last week, I've got some more traveler complaints from Thomas Cook Holidays that once again prove there's just no pleasing some people. Complaints such as, the beach was too sandy. I compared the size of our one-bedroom apartment to our friend's three-bedroom apartment, and ours was smaller. The brochure stated no hairdressers at the accommodation. We're trainee hairdressers. Will we be okay staying here? It's lazy of the local shopkeepers to close in the afternoons. I often need to buy things during their siesta time. This should be banned. And finally, the soup is too thick and too strong. Turns out this particular restaurant patron was eating his gravy. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.